You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 803 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Not, you know, I know it's all obviously all subjective, but this is an interesting list by CBS Sports Football. It is a list compiled by Cody Benjamin. Are you familiar with Cody Benjamin?
No, no.
And his work? Mm-mm. Well, does Bill O'Brien even know what Lance does? No. Oh, so why?
I'm just telling you, I don't know who.
Have
Cody
you appeared
Benjamin
on
is.
Cody Benjamin's show, and now you're pretending like you don't know?
No, is he on NFL.com?
I don't know what you do,
no,
Lance.
He's at CBS Football.
I don't know.
I don't know what you do, Cody. Games.
Okay, we'll get to what he's talking about.
I don't know what you do.
What do you say?
The list of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. It starts with.
So is this the one that everyone got all upset about?
I think it might be.
I don't understand. I looked at the list, and I don't. What do people get so outraged and upset about people's opinions?
Well,
my son was like, look at this, Dad. He sent it. Like, everyone, the internet's going crazy about this. And all I could think of was, what? An off-season list of this is my 10 favorite guys from a guy who, no offense to Cody Benjamin, I don't know who he is. Number one is, Mahomes, obviously.
I insulted him a little bit.
Okay, what's the most insulting thing about this list? I think I saw this list, unless everyone's doing a top 10 list this week. Yeah, Pat Mahomes, number one. Is it that Lamar Jackson is back at like 8?
Yeah.
Because he sucks. Whoa. Last year, he sucked.
Ooh. Oh,
the year before?
Ooh.
No, working off of...
You insulted him a little bit.
Okay, you asked me, how was he last year?
He didn't suck.
No, he's not the reigning MVP.
But he didn't win a playoff game last year?
Aaron Rodgers is the MVP.
Yeah, but he's won an MVP.
But he was not a top 5 quarterback. I would argue that Lamar Jackson may not have been a top 10 quarterback last year.
You mean the playoff, the guy who won
a playoff game? No, yeah, that guy.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson was... Do you think he's a top quarterback right now in the league?
Oh, well, I don't mind.
You think he's a top 5 quarterback in the league? If you had to rank him right now, you had to go in and win a game. Lamar's one of your top 5? No, he's not.
No, he wouldn't be a top 5.
Okay, so what's crazy about that?
Actually, there's nothing crazy about it. I would put him out.
Herbert 8 is okay.
Herbert's
That's fine.
9.
Okay, he's got Herbert 9. That's fine based on a year. I would just tell you, be careful, as Lima once said, because I've seen these guys who go off the first year and things get a little.
Actually,
tougher.
I don't have any. He's got Mahomes first.
I don't think it's a crazy
Aaron Rodgers second. Russell Wilson third. Tom Brady fourth.
Yep.
And he's got Josh Allen fifth.
What's
the
crazy
rest?
About that?
Nothing.
Why does that have the internet going nuts?
No, and I think, well, Deshaun Watson is sixth.
Okay. You could make a case for Deshaun Watson and Ty, but I think Deshaun Watson right now is hurt by the fact that people don't think he's going to play.
I might put maybe Brady's too high.
Well, Brady won a Super Bowl, but let's be honest here. Brady had a lot of games where he wasn't great.
He wasn't great.
People forget that. I would say Brady is too high.
Brady should probably be 6. Deshaun is a top 5 quarterback.
But it's hard. But then again, if you want to flip your argument and say, oh, you mean the guy who can't really win in the playoffs versus a guy who won another Super Bowl ring? Because when it's nut-cutting time, you know Brady's got a chance to beat you. But we are forgetting times where Tom Brady just wasn't good and they still won games. Probably on the strength of the season, Tom Brady's too high, and Deshaun should be in top 5.
Yeah, and on the stats. When you're looking at stats, 33-7, 4,800 yards versus Brady's 40-12 and 46. I guess they're close.
No, 40-12 and 46.
Yeah,
40 touchdowns, 4,600, but that's all they did.
33-7 for Deshaun, though.
That's all they did. The Texans had a robust running game, a successful running game, led by the Johnson & Johnson backfield. It was a
that's
strong
not what we
game.
Call
no,
it
that's
here.
Not, that's not,
I don't call
actually,
it what
it was
John
the
calls
worst
it.
Running, it was the worst.
Oh, well, but it was robust in a way.
Well, yeah, by, you know, the
what's
worst production in the league, robust, yes.
Is that your definition of robust?
That is robust. Yeah.
I'm going to have to Google it now.
Okay.
So, and I might have an issue with...
Bust.
Dak,
bust.
Dak wow. being... Dak, when he went out, had 9 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. That's not great. That's terrible.
No, but he had like 300-400-yard games or whatever.
Almost.
That's what everyone was banging the table for. Where's Dak?
Seventh.
Yeah.
So are people mad that Dak's ahead of Lamar?
Maybe.
And Lamar's 8, right?
Lamar's 8. Lamar Jackson, 27-57.
He did run for
26 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Ran for over 1,000 yards again.
Yeah.
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 Well, that's the thing. We always have to talk about how many
right.
he ran
for. Right,
there's
another 1,000 yards on his production. Right.
Right, but you always have to talk about it as also a problem that you always, like, you diminish the passing because of the run. And the running matters. Make no mistake. The question is going to be, how long can you keep doing that? How long can you keep being a runner? There's a finite amount of time that you have to be a runner. We saw it with Cam. We've seen it dialed back. I would say, well, we just haven't seen a player like this who ran this much at quarterback. We've never seen it before in league history.
Well, we're watching it with Kyler Murray, who also, well, he threw for almost 4,000 yards, Kyler did. 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. It goes Herbert 9 and Kyler 10.
Yeah, but Kyler, like, the 4,000 yards doesn't seem to make a whole lot of difference to
me. Now, if you're predicting who's going to be, I'm going to put Matthew Stafford up into the top 10 this year. If you're predicting who, what kind of year they're going to have with a good football team, Matthew Stafford could be, and that might be the acquisition of the offseason.
So Kyler Murray completed 67% of his passes and threw for 3,971.
Right.
7.1 yards per attempt, not impressive to me.
No.
Not impressive. That's why 4,000 yards passing doesn't, I need to know what context, because this is like a guy scoring 28 points in the NBA net right now. Yeah, it looks good relative to the stats we've seen in the past, but it doesn't really mean as much.
Look at the Tom Brady was only 7.6 yards per attempt. Deshaun was 8.87,
yeah,
almost
Deshaun
8.9,
was a monster.
Which is, on this list, number one.
But he also will take sacks instead of just throwing the ball.
Lamar was only 7.33. Herbert, 7.29.
Anytime you get to be 7.6 is kind of the cutoff. You want it to be like 7.6 and higher, 7.8 and higher. Deshaun's 8.8 is, I'm telling you, that's a ridiculous
nearly
number.
8.9.
And who were his big-time wide receivers? But when he scrambles, it creates big play opportunities.
Yeah, right. You know, he did. He got some big plays out of Will Fuller, obviously, before he went down. And then, what's his name? Not Cobb, the other one. He had big plays. I can't even remember who the hell they have.
You talking about Brandon Cooks?
Brandon, yeah, the other C.
QT, Cobbs, and Cooks, the triple Cs.
It's the triple Cs. Mm-hmm. It's the triple C ranch right there. I didn't know that there was an outrage about this list, but it's not too. I don't think it's too far.
It just looked like a guy who wrote an opinion piece, and I could see arguments being made there. I didn't see anything that struck me as when my son showed it to me. I said, "What's supposed to be the big deal about this?" And I also saw people on Twitter were posting. I think it was the same list, to be honest with you, because it had Herbert at 9. So this became some type of, not a meme, but this became a big discussion point. And I'm trying to figure out, I didn't think there was anything super controversial other than maybe Deshaun being out of the top 5, and that's fair. I mean, who are you going to take out? Not Josh Allen, not Aaron Rodgers. You could make an argument that you take Russell Wilson out based on the second half of his year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can make that argument. I didn't say anything crazy about it. Lamar Jackson was terrible last year relative to the MVP season he had the year before. He didn't even get to 3,000 yards passing. He was just not a very good passer. I can't put him in the top 5. I would have, I certainly would have headed into 2020.
No, Lamar Jackson. Now, he is, 30-7 as a starter?
Yeah.
I mean.
That's great. That's great. But I'm just comparing him against these other guys.
Last couple of years?
Would you rather have Lamar or Russell?
Russell.
Lamar or Aaron?
Aaron.
Lamar or Deshaun?
Deshaun.
Lamar or Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Lamar or Tom Brady?
Brady.
Lamar or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
That's what I'm saying. It's not crazy. And you're making these decisions fairly quick. Lamar or Dak?
That's a tougher one.
Yeah. I'm going Lamar.
Does Josh Allen fall into the, let's see you do it a second year? Does he fall into that category?
Well, he's done it too.
Don't forget, he was in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he wasn't good.
Has he been in the league three years now or two?
Yeah. Well, Lamar has too. I'm just saying, is he under the category of I think he's been in going to his fourth year.
One guy is trending upwards, and one guy went from MVP.
No, I'm not talking about in direct
downwards. Josh Allen's got 3 years in the league now, right?
Yeah.
He was okay. Bad.
He was okay.
And he was really good.
I'm not talking about him in comparison to Lamar, but you said as far as Justin Herbert, I've seen it for 1 year, do it again. is
no, not really.
But
because,
that was his rookie year. He was really good.
Yeah, I'm really more rookie.
But Wentz was great in his second year, and he fell apart.
Yeah, well, here's why I don't think. Here's why you asked the question. Here's why I don't see it the same. Josh has now seen 3 years of seeing defenses. He's a full-time starter for 3 years. He's seen defenses now. That's really more my concern isn't what people are going to show Josh that's new. Lamar Jackson got shown new stuff and struggled with it. Justin Herbert, he's going to see different stuff and new stuff. They're going to go to school on his tape. They're going to find out where he was weakest, and they're going to take away his strengths and force him to do other things. That's all I'm saying is young quarterbacks who haven't seen where coordinators hadn't had a bunch of film and now they get film. That, to me, teams had 2 years of film on Josh Allen, and he played his best football. So that's why I don't really put him in the same category. He's more like a Cam category where you've played a certain amount of years and you're starting to get better and better as a passer.
All right, when we come back, a local TV reporter got sassy on the air.
Ooh,
and we'll play it for you. Holy crap, you just don't do what she did. But you know who else is sassy? Craig DeSerf.
Craig DeSerf is surprisingly sassy sometimes, mm-hmm. but in a good way. And Craig DeSerf has been, listen, I'm telling you right now, he's been doing this for years and years. I've known him for a couple of decades now. What Craig DeSerf is able to do for you is help you cut to the bottom line, and he empowers all of his sales staff. And I don't like making sales a big deal here because, you know, when it's time for you to buy the car, you can shop as much as you want for the different vehicles. You find a vehicle you like, and then it becomes what's going to be most important to you in buying a car. Well, I would hope that one of the things that's important is price, and they're out in Angleton. They've got low overhead. They're going to be extremely aggressive on pricing to get your business. Their trade-in value is unbelievable because they're going to give you top dollars because so many people are buying pre-owned vehicles now. They want your pre-owned vehicle. And then the thing that I think really separates them is that they know how to treat people. They know how to make it comfortable in the car buying experience. And whether you do it online at LanceZCars.com or you go and head into Angleton, they want to save you money, yes, but they also want you to have a great car buying experience that's super easy, super hassle-free, so that you tell your family members, you tell your friends, and that you basically buy your next two or even three cars from them. And that's what really separates them from the other guys. And Craig DeSerf wouldn't have it any other way. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com to start the car buying experience.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah. All right, 816 ESPN 97.5. So, did this happen yet? Was this yesterday? This happened? So, yesterday, Fox 26, and you can hear the whole thing.
Is it the Isaiah factor?
This is, you have not seen this? No. Ivory Hecker is a reporter. Ivory Hecker is a reporter for Fox 26. It'll be self-explanatory. The news anchor is on the first person that you're going to hear is the news anchor on the set, and she's going to throw to Ivory Hecker. Ivory Hecker is standing, and I think this is at the University, it looks like the University of Houston, between two metal buildings with a guy working in the air conditioner right behind her. There's a guy working on the air conditioning. It's a story about heat, I guess. And Ivory Hecker takes it in a different direction. So here's yesterday on Fox 26.
Outages across the region. Fox 26 reporter Ivory Hecker is live in Montgomery County to take a look at that aspect.
Thanks, guys. That's right. Before we get to that story, I want to let you, the viewers, know that Fox Corp has been muzzling me to keep certain information from you, the viewers. And from what I'm gathering, I am not the only reporter being subjected to this. I am going to be releasing some recordings about what goes on behind the scenes at Fox because it applies to you, the viewers. I found a nonprofit journalism group called Project Veritas. It's going to help put that out tomorrow, so tune into them. But as for this heat wave across Texas, you can see what it's doing to AC units. This one broke.
Immediate firing.
Immediate. Now, what I found funny was that the producer of the newscast didn't immediately shut it down. Immediately when she said, as soon as she said the word muzzling, that producer's got to shut this down. As soon as they said, Fox Corp is muzzling me. Okay, thanks for that report. We'll hear from you. But now she's given out, what is Project Veritas?
It's a, apparently it's a conservative media group or something.
She found it?
No, she found it.
She found it.
Yeah,
it is an American far-right activist group founded by James O'Keefe in 2010. The group produces deceptively edited videos of its undercover operations, which use secret recordings in an effort to discredit mainstream media organizations and progressive groups.
But aren't they attacking one of their own in Fox? I know Fox is mainstream, but isn't Fox... I feel like... Normally, I think, oh, she's on CNN. Okay, we're going after CNN. But going after Fox feels like they're stepping out of bounds.
Well, yeah, right. Fox should be their friend, right? Because it's a far-right group.
Well, maybe they're not far-right enough.
Well, maybe they're Fox. This Fox Corp and making the decision at this level is different than Fox News. They're totally different.
I don't care about all that. I just like sassy and uncomfortable on the air.
Yeah.
I cringe. Like where you got the famous one in New York. Del, find a famous one in New York where the guy with the glasses and the white hair is fighting with this guy on air. Like, well, aren't you going to ask him something? The reporter clearly doesn't want to be there. I don't know. Yeah. Well, why don't you ask him if you want to ask him? It is one of the most... Ooh, it's uncomfortable.
Oh,
that's a rabbit hole too, where you go on.
Oh yeah, I
people
that
making
yeah.
uncomfortable comments on yeah. news. On
oh
news.
Well, the guy, yeah, the guy, the anchor was telling the reporter how to do the interview, and
if I have to come down, if I have to do your job for you, yeah, right. Like they're hashing it all out on the air. Oh. Do you have it, Dale?
Oh, it was ugly.
I don't know how to.
That was ugly. This is different. She is going after her own boss on their station. That is this. I have a feeling it's going to be difficult for Ivory Hecker to find a job after this.
Oh,
it's going to be extremely difficult.
Well, she's going after.
She went after her own bosses on her air.
Yeah, but she can go above that. Have you seen her?
Yeah,
blonde girl.
Yeah,
she's going to be.
Nah, I don't. I mean, shit.
You think she's take it to the big leagues now?
Oh, I don't know that.
What big leagues?
I don't know that. It's a little like suing your own company. What company wants to hire you after you just sued your own company? We'll see, but it's a potential career killer for her.
I think you underestimate the power of a strong-willed, opinionated newscaster who's willing to go from news to opinion.
I'm trying to pick up what you're putting down as far as Ivory Hecker is concerned. I don't think her strong will and opinion are strong enough.
Yeah.
I mean, fine, but you think...
Why don't you go to Instagram? I've already hit the gram. Y'all are way behind.
I don't know that Ivory Hecker is gonna. Yeah, her opinions are gonna be
so strong that she can't be kept off the air.
Yeah,
I mean, her opinions are a dime a dozen, Lance.
No, I know.
I mean, I think once you hit the big time and things start getting going and hair and makeup to buy, you guys are selling this whole thing short.
I don't know. I feel like you're overestimating how receptive people would be to her opinions. Hmm. Like, oh, look at that. Look at Ivory's opinion.
No, I'm not saying it's my personal opinion.
No, I know.
I'm saying, I've got different opinions.
Sure.
But I think her opinions are good enough and can be bolstered on another platform.
I feel like I see
her opinion.
I look at her, I hear her opinions and see them and go, oh, I've seen those before. I don't need to see them again.
Those opinions, yeah.
Yeah, those opinions. Yeah.
I would say that
There's her nothing special could
open,
about.
I would say her opinion is good enough to open some doors at different places.
There's nothing maybe special Newsmax. About possibly.
Okay,
but I don't think her
not
opinions
sure that's what
are.
She should shoot for, but
I don't think her opinions are special enough for her to be getting on one of the major news networks going
yeah,
forward.
Yeah, I don't.
That lasted a long time. That conversation seemed to go on forever and ever. It is a little strange that it lasted that long. I'm trying to find this interview.
No, it's amazing that she didn't get. I mean, I'll bet you that news director is pissed. How did you let the producer and the director? How did you let her do that?
Do you know that Ms. Hecker does music as well?
She yeah, I see her with a. I'm on her gram.
Over above, is it like that? Hey, just do this. Anchor versus reporter on air fight.
I don't think it's anything is video. Like hover above.
No.
I think that's very special.
Del, just Google anchor versus reporter on air fight on YouTube. That's immediately, to me, to this day, still one of the most. And we can play it. There's nothing that you have to bleep out, obviously.
John, you've gone. Are you differing? Is your opinion differing now that you've seen her opinions on the ground?
No, I think she's going to have a hard time working.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's going to have a hard time finding work after this.
Okay.
What she did. Now, maybe, you know what, though?
What about
damn
after
it,
that?
She's principled. That's great. She's principled.
John likes this
and
opinion
she
better.
Is going to be heard, and she's a whistleblower. And you know what? She's telling people, employers aren't crazy about that.
Maybe she'll just become an online YouTuber where she just, and Newsmax or whatever conspiracies.
She'll find work.
It's not a question if she can find work. It's like you think she's going to get upgraded to her opinion is going to upgrade her to the national level.
Well, I don't even know what she's saying. I don't even know what her problems are, to be honest. Well, we're obviously not. I'm actually going, well, no, I don't know what her actual opinion on the matter is. Oh, wait, let me stay inside the game here.
It's not the game.
Yeah,
I don't care what her opinion is. What she did was a career killer. We'll see. Maybe she'll be now ABC News. I don't know.
Like, this is the kind of picture. That's how you look when you're doing national stuff. She can get all dolled up like national stuff and an opinion. I don't know. I just know this. That was uncomfortable. Here, if Del's got it pulled up, if you want to hear one of the most uncomfortable things, here's a reporter who clearly didn't even want to be there doing a story. He's like, I'd say late 60s.
Well, he's talking to a woman in a bathrobe. To start.
So they're in New York in a housing area. And clearly
he's around the pores.
Yeah. And he and the newscaster, the anchor, you can tell they're not really boys.
No, they're not boys at all.
And here's what uncomfortable sounds like.
There's nobody on overtime. There's nobody working on the weekends. There's a lot that could be done to have this done a lot sooner.
Steve.
And I'm here every day.
Well, she lives on the first floor, and so, I mean, I don't see...
I care about my other neighbors.
Well, it's scheduled. It's a contracted job. We don't tell the elevator company when to work their people. They submit a schedule to us. They said they could do the elevator in 6 weeks. So all we're trying to hold them to is meeting their deadline. As far as working, doing elevator repairs 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, I don't see that as being a typical process, nor do I. Is it a typical process to be working on?
We've got to go now. I want to thank you both. Thank you. All right, it's back to you, Jim.
Ollie, don't let her go away. Does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
What's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. We should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
Give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were. And are no longer. How did that happen?
Here's
Annabelle DeMillo.
I was your boss once. Yeah, you were. Not anymore. How'd that happen?
That is uncomfortable. That is very uncomfortable. Yeah. Okay, we don't have to see every Hecker in a bikini.
No, I would like her more opinions. I don't care about
that's
her.
That's her Instagram. There she is in a bikini on her Instagram.
She looks opinionated there.
Yeah, she looks. She's got a fine opinion.
The question is her her opinion strong enough to go national, like you suggested,
to overcome what she did?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Maybe. You know what, though? Well, you know what? Some
might be.
Some bosses might say, you know what? She's going to do what she thinks is the right thing. And damn it, even though it was against Fox Corp. I don't know.
You think that's how TV works? We want people who go off and do what they think is right.
Plus, she's got a fine opinion.
Okay. I think she could do like a YouTube news channel.
Oh yeah,
those things get views.
We'll see.
You gotta get a lot of views to start monetizing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I think she'd be better. Honestly, I know it makes more money. Unboxing stuff, making noise while you eat, and then being barefoot.
You think she should be doing
tons
try on videos of fitness stuff?
Which do you think would make more money?
For
news
her?
Or like unboxing of stretch pants or yoga pants?
Well, she could sell
this. What society do we live in? One who wants the news or one who wants to see yoga pants?
It just all depends, you know, because she may have a lane where she is the, conservative, maybe even more conservative than
conservative
Fox
stretch
News.
Pants conservative still stretch
pants. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that actually might be a lane that's kind of wide open to her.
So if Ivory walked into the boss's office and said, damn it, I want to do this story, and we got to do it, and damn it, we're going to do it tonight, what would the boss say?
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Depends on where she's working.
And to be fair, if it's at Fox, it wouldn't be, I don't take no orders. Spin around for me.
That's Big Fox.
Local
Fox and Big
Fox.
Well,
she's going after Big Fox.
Rupert's not there anymore.
Or Roger Ailes.
No, not. I mean, Roger Ailes, yeah.
Yeah.
Give it a little twirl. Did you see Bombshell?
No.
Yeah.
Man. Oh,
No. I saw it was Russell Crowe. Did you see that one where Russell Crowe did him, Roger Ailes?
That's Bombshell.
What was that? It was a series. No, there was a different one. The movie, Bombshell was the movie.
Oh, no, Bombshell was the Trinity Killer.
Yeah.
Lithgow.
Yeah.
Roger Ailes. Lithgow's was his makeup was unbelievable. Yeah, they had.
So
the
was Russell Crowe.
It was
series
called The Loudest Voice.
That's right.
Yeah,
that one I saw, and he was.
So Bombshell's really good, and it's got what's her name from Monster?
It's Charlize.
South African Charlize Theron looks exactly like Megyn Kelly. Exactly like it. Roger did like for him to do little spins. Like,
yeah,
I mean, he liked more than that, but yeah, the spin around move that was. Kind of standard operate. Does Wendy ever do that to people?
No, she like, Wendy has make, never told
did
anyone.
Did she ever make Greg Bailey spin around? Did she make Greg Bailey spin around ever?
Wendy has never told anyone.
And what does David Nuno and Greg Bailey say?
I don't take no orders from the woman, by the way.
They better not.
Not anymore.
Well, not Nuno.
He takes orders from Lucci now.
Yeah, well, it's not a woman,
all
by
right,
the way.
Oh, yeah, David's
y'all
gone,
got
yeah.
thoughts on this. And Deshaun, we'll do it on the other side. 713-780-3776-832 here on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:35 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We had Gary up there. He wanted to talk about Project Veritas. We can do that. Hey, Gary, if you want to call back, we'll get you in here. Right now, though, Keith. wants to get in. What do you say,
we were
Keith?
Just having fun, though. Y'all don't have to go super serious.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Watching you on a 97.5 Twitter feed. I wanted to comment on two particular points of the Deshaun Watson case. I'll make my comments, and I'd like to hear your comments on these two points. Number one was the video of the woman who spoke out against Deshaun. And you pull it up on YouTube, and you look at all the comments of the people, and they're basically calling her a gold-digging liar. That's not the impression that I got when I saw the video. Point number two, and this is the one that really bugs me. Deshaun allegedly made a statement to a therapist, I can help your career or I can hurt your career. Now, that sounds like a guy with James Harden disease. superstar athlete with a sense of entitlement who expects to get what he wants, and he doesn't always have to be nice about it. And if that is not true, that takes a hell of a devious mind to make up something like that in order to assassinate somebody's character. And your character is everything. And I close with this, and not that it means anything, but I find it a little bit odd. Deshaun, when he came out and made a public statement when these accusations came out, if I remember correctly, he didn't mention massage therapists directly in his statement. And if it's me, I'm going to say, look, I respect all massage therapists and their therapeutic work and all like that. Again, not that it's a big deal, but he never mentioned them directly. He just said he respects all women. But thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
John, I'm going to let you hit that first.
I don't know how to answer. I really don't know.
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Good enough.
I don't.
Attaboy, my good man.
It's not the forum, John?
Well, no. I mean, Deshaun obviously has been in discussion, but I don't know. I don't know that he brought anything new to light here.
Yeah, he referenced things that happened in the past. I mean,
and
I don't know.
I really don't know what you want us to address there. You have your thoughts, what are most important to you. And, okay. I don't know
how to answer that. Are you saying neat stuff?
I don't know that anything that he said was irrefutable. And I think we've all given our opinions. Not that Deshaun, but there's nothing new here that you're telling us.
I would just say,
fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Fair enough. That is what you take to be. Now that you've been, it must be stewing for a while because you're talking about stuff that happened months and months and months ago now. So it's not something that's riling me up right now. What I would like to see is a conclusion to all this. I don't know. Yeah, you know. We've already talked about the woman who did that interview or made the statement and the reaction to it and the death threats and how everybody's calling her a gold digger and everything else. People are a-holes. We've already concluded that, right? Dell, I think that, although we didn't need this example,
no,
per se.
I have a long-standing theory that people are a-holes.
Yeah, and it's been proven to be factual over time.
Yeah.
You give enough of a subset of people a chance to comment on something, a-holes will rise. It's like the cream rises to the top.
Mm-hmm.
A-holes usually rise to the top.
Particularly.
No, yeah,
a-holes don't stay quiet. Listen, they like to get it out there.
In any situation, a-holes will always, always show their a-holeness.
Particularly when they have the protection of being anonymous on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Their a-hole nature will become very, very obvious. So that's why I always say.
And even exaggerated.
Yeah, they'll even crank it up. So that's what I say.
Right.
Individuals are cool, but generally people as a whole suck.
Yeah.
So, and then when you get them to act as a mob, you'll see stuff like that.
And then him not addressing massage therapists directly, I don't have an issue. I don't know. I don't have an issue with that.
I mean, I don't, yeah. He, I don't,
he respects all women, and those women happen to be part of that subset of all women.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can choose to believe him when he says that or not. I mean, that's up for debate right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a lot of unbelievable stuff. That's one of them.
That he respects all women.
I still think he's going to need to, at some point, he's going to have to do the interview, and he's going to have to maybe hit some type of therapy session. Maybe he's doing it privately, but his people are going to want everyone to know that he's gone through that at some point.
Well, that would be if he was saying, I have a problem and I need help, that would be an admission of guilt, which I don't think is going
to
happen.
I think you have to admit you had a problem. You don't have to admit guilt. What you say is, yes, I sought these women out, and some of them, as he said, became sexual, consensually.
That,
he said that. He's admitted as such.
Okay, so is that a problem?
Yeah, I'd say when you're going to Instagram, I would say in most cases, the quarterback of a football team is going to be held to a little higher standards than just, you know, Jerry, the 3-year college dropout who's just trying to troll on Tinder. I think Deshaun going and trying to hook up with people who are not just they're not even true massage therapists and asking for a massage. You know what? Just try to hook up. Don't do the massage trick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a little bit of a problem for him. It sounds like, based on the numbers, it sounds like it's something that he might have a problem with, just speaking objectively.
Okay, but I don't think he's even admitted that that's a problem.
No,
so whatever the case may be.
No, not yet.
I don't know, Keith. You're bringing up a lot of points that have been rehashed.
What people in the community would say is that's old stuff, Keith. That's old stuff.
Well, yeah, it is.
It is.
There's no new stuff.
But Keith hadn't expressed this.
That's true.
These concerns earlier, so Keith had his forum.
Keith's gotten off a couple times, and some of them with fake conspiracy theories.
No, I don't think that's the same guy.
I'm pretty much a
Keith
billion
is
percent.
He sounds like a Jim Rome caller than he is.
So who's the guy that had the fake conspiracy theories?
It's a different guy. I don't think it's Keith, though.
I don't think it was that guy. He's not him.
Kerry, isn't it? Isn't it Kerry the conspiracy guy?
Jeff is the traitor.
Traitor Jeff. Not T-R-A-I-T-O-R. T-R-A-D-E-R.
We don't know what he does.
That traitor.
He could be a traitor.
Well, yeah, I don't know. He might be a traitor, too, to the country. I don't know. But he's traitor.
I was going to say something a little lighter than that, but okay. Yeah.
He might be. I don't know. I don't know that.
Traitor Jeff.
I don't want to assume I know anything about Jeff other than he calls and makes outrageous trade requests.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that.
He thinks we're a trade.
He may be selling information to China.
I don't know. He thinks we're his personal trade machine.
Right.
He calls in, tries to see if it'll get rejected or not. Mostly we say,
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I like it too.
Most of them. And I do feel like the show generally rejects all of his trades.
Right.
Like 100%?
And then he might have Putin's cell phone. I don't know. I don't know that.
See, if you're Ivory Hecker, you would say I'm trying to muzzle you just because you say I don't know, it doesn't make it okay to say the guy could be dealing with Putin. Oh, I don't know.
I don't
know.
I didn't say he did. I didn't say he didn't.
You said he could. I don't know.
Yes,
you're right. You don't know. He could be a traitor to the country.
He could be.
That's strong. Well, I'm not sure where that came from.
But you said traitor Jeff, and I was like, I wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
That it's T-R-A-D-E-R.
Yeah, not that kind of traitor.
A-I-T-O-R.
No. Hey, you wanted to clarify, and then you go, but he could be doing this.
You wanted to clarify that he's not.
I'm not condemning.
But I also wanted to potentially open up the conversation of one of our listeners being a traitor to his country. Ooh.
No, I didn't say that. I said, I don't know.
Our next meeting with our program director. There was I remember it was a Tuesday where you accused a man of being a traitor to the country. I think technically that can get us thrown off the air.
Hmm. No, I didn't accuse him.
Jeff.
I said, I don't know if he
I'm sorry,
does
Jason.
That.
These are standards and practices of the show.
Yeah.
We make outrageous claims like that sometimes.
I hope the FBI calls and talks to you.
We're not to be taken seriously, sir.
I could ask John Clay Wolf if he's ever sold any information to the Russians.
You don't want the answer. You don't even want that out there in the universe.
No. Well, John Clay Wolf is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's up, John Clay Wolf?
I'm just getting these cars ready for the auction in the morning. Been beating the hell out of everybody, outbidding everybody. Did we ever get paid on your daughter's car? Did you get us the title or whatever it was?
Yeah, I did. It was, you know, your side was simple. My side was the place where I borrowed the money. It was horrible, horrible. So I don't want to put out their name, but they're horrible
these
people.
Banks are tough coming off these titles. It's weird.
It's weird. It was terrible what they did to me. Mm-hmm. And it took me a while to get that money, more money that I should have gotten for that car from you. And my daughter set a record, didn't she?
With weed smell?
No, you said 67 dings on that car was a record for all the cars you've ever bought. I was proud of her. I couldn't have been more proud. Okay, that you had to fix 67 things and yet you gave me more than the car was worth. I got over on you. Okay, maybe that just proves I'm smarter than you.
Bernardo, have I ever told you that I appreciate you and having me on your show every other day and letting me come co-host and be a part of your program?
No.
Even though I'm the longest standing host on the station that y'all are on, and I've been there twice as long as you have, I still appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
I want you to know that.
Thank you, and we appreciate you. All right? Keep you just keep that. Todd really appreciates you, okay? And the business side really appreciates you. And I do too, John Clay Wolf. This is a touching moment. This is a touching moment we're having right here. And how many cars are you going to sell tomorrow?
1,000.
How many?
About 1,000.
Now it's nothing. Yeah. I remember when, last year, the year before, you were like, oh, we're going to get like 700 cars or something. It's amazing. Now it's like 1,000, whatever. It's what we do.
Right. My dad told me when I got in this business, because he knows I'm aggressive and I get into stuff, I was all carred out. You know, it's cars this and cars that. And he said, when this is all said and done, it's going to be like the strip club owner that bought a topless bar that turned into a homosexual. And I didn't understand what he meant when he said that, but now I kind of understand. Do you understand where I'm going, or did I lose you?
No. And so, go to GiveMeTheVin.com.
I'm not a homosexual.
Just give me, that's what that means, is sell your car to John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
To me, this is the defining moment of this Bucks team. This is the defining moment, in my opinion. There's no way, like Shaq said, unless Joe Harris, Mike James, and Blake are diving all over the place. But it don't matter. They don't have enough talent to beat the Bucks team. If I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, I get together and say, guys, this is our moment. As long as they don't outwork us, they can't beat us because they can't score enough points. And if the Milwaukee Bucks lose this series without James Harden for the entire series, now no Kyrie, this will be one of the biggest choke jobs in basketball history.
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 Wow.
History.
Wow. It can't. How can it be a choke job when, for the Bucks, it'll be a choke job. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
No,
they're still
that's
talented.
The stupidest. Charles Barkley's saying that.
And two of the games are in
Brooklyn. Do you remember when Charles is up 3-1 and with home court against the Rockets? And Charles, that's him just trying to shove some stuff off of his plate onto his brother's plate. Trying to get rid of the peas. Come on.
If they don't, this is going to be the biggest choke.
It's 2-2, and they don't even have a home court advantage. What are you talking about, Chuck?
If the Bucks are championship contenders, which they believe they are, they have three max guys, you don't lose to this Nets team. You don't. If you are who you think you're supposed to be, you don't lose to this Nets team.
That's still not the biggest choke job.
That's just hyperbole on television. I don't care about that so much. But as far as the Bucks are concerned, you can't lose this series. If these guys don't play,
two of the games are in Brooklyn.
Kevin, fine, but it's Kevin Durant and who?
Well, they still got some players. I mean,
who?
Blake Griffin.
You know, I'll tell you how good the rest.
It's not great.
Blake Griffin
Joe
was
Harris?
Great
Wait,
early.
Three
I'll
point you, specialist I'll Joe
tell
Harris.
You, I'll tell you how good the Bucks players are without the other guys playing. In Milwaukee, outside of Kyrie and KD, only one Bucks player scored in double figures.
Yeah,
Bruce Brown in Game 3. No other Nets player scored double figures. That's how much those guys were non-factors. They're a bunch of guys. Like, Joe Harris is a good player.
It's not good.
But he has to have guys around him to get him shots. It's Mike James, Joe Harris, they don't even have Spencer Dinwiddie.
Mike James.
If the Bucks lose this series, it's an embarrassment to them. It's not a biggest choke job, but it is something they should
get accomplished. They're more talented. They should win.
They should win. I don't care if the games are in Brooklyn. It's KD, who is a great player, but KD is going to have to go for 50 twice to win, because that's the way it should be if he's going to win the series.
Well, Joe Harris and Blake Griffin need to step up. Bruce Brown needs to step up.
Well, there's something to be said about regular season guys. And, like, Blake Griffin is no longer what he once was, but he's better than we thought when he was in Detroit. But Joe Harris doesn't have any postseason pelts on the wall. Joe Harris has been a fine player in the regular season. There's something to be said about when, you know, there's actually a focus on you because there's no one else to look at. how you perform. Joe Harris doesn't have a postseason resume, so I don't know what to expect from him.
Okay, so who does? Is Jeff Green step up?
He's going to have to. That Jeff Green that we had with the Rockets last year was kind of, he was kind of sassy.
He was
like, wow, yeah. I didn't know that he could do this. Now he's just gone in hibernation. You know how I know that team? So my son, I haven't played NBA 2K. Like, I just don't play that much Xbox anymore at all. An occasional ass whooping I'll give my kids on FIFA. But my son, who plays all day, every day, he's like, I agreed to play him. So he gave me, so I'm the Nets, and he was, I don't know, the Pacers or somebody. He still should have been like at least a 9-point favorite. After I got done whipping that ass with the Nets, one of the things I found is that, wow, this bench sucks. Every time, if it's not one of these three, I get Joe Harris. I learned the hard way. Ooh, this Nets team isn't very good off the bench. And so as soon as you take the number two and number three best player off the team, and really, I mean, it's really more like 1A, 1B. 1A, 1B, their big three. Yeah, they should lose, but they still have home court advantage. And Charles did make, I think, a valid point. The Bucks struggle to score. Now, where are the Nets going to get their offense? I don't know, because the Nets haven't had any offense for two straight games. So I'm not sure where the Nets' offense is coming from other than Kyrie. I mean, other than from KD. So I'm not, you know, yeah, you can say the Bucks can't score, and I would agree with Charles there, but who's your second and third scoring option? Because, see, I know Middleton can go off. Who's your Middleton now? You don't have one if you're the Nets. You don't have a Middleton. Not now. So, I mean, Kevin Durant, they're going to have to defend like crazy. Somebody is going to have to get hot, or maybe, you know, Joe Harris hits four threes. Maybe this is the game where Kevin Durant goes for 41, something like that. They're just going to have to find a way to get it back to a game seven, worst case scenario. Maybe that buys enough time for James Harden to come back. I'm convinced Kyrie can't come back and play. There's no way he's going to be able to play on that. Maybe James can make it back, but you've got to win today so you can buy yourself at least more time for a game six and get it back to a game seven. But we'll see. I'm not going to cry any tears for him if they lose.
They are more talented. They need to step. Yes. The Bucks have been disappointing in the postseason, haven't they?
Yeah.
In the past, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about Charles's hyperbole, but this is, they've got a break that is unbelievable right now. This is their shot. And the Hawks or the Sixers, man, this is the easy, without Kyrie and James, and then the next round is a balky need Embiid. This is as easy as it's gotten for this has been for the Bucks. They need to step up. If not, if they don't win this series or they don't represent the East, then Budenholzer should be he should be taking the task on this deal. He absolutely should. And you got to ask whether or not Giannis is a long. Now he stayed. He's always said no. I'm a Buck and I'm going to be a Buck. But if they fall short here with this road that they've got, then I could certainly see where he'd be questioning the organization. They've got enough talent. Middleton's got to step up.
Where's he going to go? He signed his extension. They paid.
Oh, well, everybody works their way out of the place.
Well, he's already decided he's in, so he could have made this decision beforehand.
And then he says, I want to trade.
Well, we'll see.
But so did James. James was locked up for how many more years here?
He was locked in for, I don't know, but I don't know when he signed his extension. I guess two more years, and then he said he wanted out. Giannis has longer.
There's three full seasons James had left.
Yeah.
No, he has two, and then he has he have the player option?
He had this year, too. He had this year, too. Including, that's three plus the option.
I'm including this year, and then he has next year, and then he has a player option. So it's two plus a player option. He's not locked in the Nets for 2 years. Oh, no,
through 23, right.
Yeah, he's
got and we need option. Him to leave.
Yeah.
Well, no, but Giannis, I mean, players are doing this all the time. But in the Giannis NBA. Is Anthony Davis. Oh, all these guys.
Everyone told Giannis. Giannis could go. I don't know, but he knew that this was an issue, and then they got Drew Holiday, and they convinced him to stay. But Giannis, people have been talking about don't stay with the Bucks. So Bradley Beal did the same thing. So you're right. All these guys could change their mind. But if this doesn't work, Giannis, everyone told you this might not work, and you still signed the extension. This is the only – and by the way, you would be pointed as the main reason why you lost. because you're going to say, we got you, Drew Holiday. You have a second all-star in Chris Middleton. If we, you can't win this year, it's on you.
Yeah.
You can't blame anybody else for this. What are you doing? Like, it's, you can watch all the clips you want of Giannis being given 10 feet of space and not being able to take advantage of it. I don't know what this does for him if they don't advance, but he needs to go in the offseason and go, look, I can't allow teams to play me like this and get away with it. Now, he has an awful-looking shot. His knees are, like, pointed inwards, and the ball is – his hands are in the wrong spot. I don't know if he needs a shot doctor or not, but he's going to watch these playoffs and go, I let Blake Griffin handle me because he doesn't even have to play me on the perimeter. He's got to fix something.
Yeah, his game is – he's a force of nature. He plays through force. He plays, I mean, we could think of players like him before, but where you know you don't have to guard him on the perimeter, and he knows it. He doesn't buy into it and take 8, 9, 10 threes a game just because it's there. He knows how to play, and he understands his weaknesses, but at some point he's got to correct it. Because once you, I mean, that's when you truly, and this is an MVP. We're talking about a two-time MVP who doesn't even have to, like, he hasn't even corrected his game yet. That's how talented he is.
Yeah, and we're taking some small shots at him. He went for 33 and 34 the last two games in their wins. But we saw how but we saw how limited he can be in the half court.
Imagine what he could be if he was a little better shooter.
He would be. I mean, he would be unstoppable if people thought were actually fearful of him.
He's still unstoppable.
Yeah, he would be this. He would be this freak that would be. If he could make a 15-foot jumper consistently.
His game's just not super instinctive.
How do you defend him if
he could
do that?
His game is all traits. Is all traits. Length and explosiveness and strength.
Yep.
And then it's not like he's a skilled penetrator. He's not a skilled shooter. He's not a skilled...
He gets that, and he could be the dream.
Oh, he gets that. You're looking at LeBron again.
Yeah.
And to your point...
I mean, a different type of LeBron, but a LeBron like who's dream. Physically better than everyone else.
I think more like the dream.
Yeah, if he had some back-the-basket capabilities, yep. He would be a center who could do all those other things.
Yep. All right, 59 after. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. We'll get back to our Astros on the other side, taking on the vaunted Rangers. This is revenge. This is revenge. It starts tonight at Minute Maid. We'll talk about it.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!